Quickie Mysteries from the Case Files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The Escaped Patient. I was hanging out with an off-duty police officer friend of mine at the shopping mall when he got a call requesting help in canvassing the area for an escaped mental care facility patient. I decided to tag along and help if I could. According to a witness we were interviewing at a clothing store, the patient was seen headed towards the parking lot. The witness claimed that it was his first day working at the store, so he apologized for the way he was stumbling around the chessboard pattern flooring as he tended to customers and for not knowing how to contact mall security sooner about what he saw. The witness claimed he saw the patient nervously walk past the storefront, hurrying towards the mall exit, leading to the very large parking structure adjacent to the mall. My officer friend thanked the witness for the information, and I praised the witness for stumbling but somehow stepping on only the white spaces on the floor. When the officer and I stepped outside the store, I told the officer to contact the mental care facility to tell them to not head towards the parking structure, but to come to our location because we had just found the escaped patient. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the escaped patient, I noticed that the witness in the clothing store was only stepping on the white spaces of the store's chessboard pattern flooring. People with dementia sometimes perceive black areas on the floor as deep holes that they need to avoid or else fall into. That's why mental care facilities often use black doormats as a way of deterring patients from walking out their front doors. I believe the witness avoiding stepping on any of the black areas of the store's chessboard pattern flooring was not due to first day at work jitters, but because the witness was actually the escaped patient, pretending to be a new employee at the store and doing his best not to fall into what he perceived as holes in the floor. My officer friend contacted the mental care facility, and their staff were able to help the patient return to their institution peacefully and without incident. And that was the case I call the escaped patient. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One girlfriend, one pizza, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the birthplace wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.